Alright, the noise you hear in the background is just a kettle. I forgot to put it on before. 1982. Nicole, a little piece representing Germany. She won the Eurovision. Right, Eurovision didn't really start until a Saturday night back in 1974 when everybody was watching. It came from Brighton. And it came from Brighton. Would never, ever, ever buy a computer with cordless mouse because it gets on your nerves. Yeah, to me that was the start of Eurovision, wasn't it? 1974, a Saturday night, everybody was sitting watching their TV and they never ever thought a group from Sweden was win. It came from Brighton because we had won it the year before. We must have won it in 1973. I don't know who she was. Well, I think it was maybe Sandy Shaw or it could have been Lulu. Right, let's move on. Let's move to Dublin. Eurovision came from Dublin because Dublin won it in 1996, and I think it was Johnny Logan with What's Another Year. And this young lady came on the stage and we won it. I think this was the last year we ever won it. Who was she? Well, you know who she was. because you've heard it plenty, plenty times. And once I get rid of their ads, you'll hear her. One, two. 1997, Love Shine a Light from Katrina and the Waves.
Love shine a light in every corner of my heart. Let the love light carry, let the love light carry. Light up the magic in every little part. Let our love shine a light in every corner of our heart.
It's funny because as soon as I said Eurovision, somebody in the outside says, oh no, no, we're not in Eurovision. I was actually speaking to a gentleman last night and I didn't know if he'll still be listening, and I says to him, what are you doing today? And I says, oh, I must play Eurovision. He says, what time are you doing it? I says, oh, just after three. Oh well, I'll not be listening. I says, I'm only going to play three or four. He says, it doesn't matter, I might come back in at 3:30. And listen, but he says, I'm certainly no listening to Eurovision. Right, let's move on. Where are we going now? 1996, representing Ireland, was there two guys. One was called Paul Harrington and Charlie McGiggin. And they had a great song, really great song. They were the winners. And they had a song about rock and roll kids. That's certainly no rock and roll kids. This is what happens when you get a CD. Let's try this. This is it. I had number 11 on, and it says in the sleeve, number 11, it's number 12. Mm-hmm.
62. I was 16 and so were you, and we lived next door on the avenue. Jerry Lee was big and Elvis too. Blue jeans and blue suede shoes, and we never knew what life held in store. We just wanted to rock and roll forevermore. We were the rock and roll kids. Rock and roll was all we did. And listening to those songs on the radio, I was yours and you were mine. That was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll anymore. Johnny's in love with the girl next door, and Mary's down at the record store. They don't want to be around us no more. Golden oldies, but we hardly speak. Too busy running to a different beat. Hard to understand, we were once like that. How I wish we could find those rock and roll days again. We were the rock and roll kids. Rock and roll was all we did. And listening to those songs on the radio, I was yours and you were mine. That was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll anymore. I was yours and you were mine. That was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll. We just never seem to rock and roll anymore.
Yeah, two guys there, as I say, one's called Paul Harrington and one was called Charlie McGiggin with Rock and Roll Kids. They represented Ireland, 1994. All right then, all right, somebody shouted in, can we get them? All right, this was back in 1981. They won it. Can you remember it? Yes, of course you can remember it. Hold on, it's disappeared. Hold on, hold on. The computer's not behaving itself today. I think it wants to play this song, that's why. Let's try this. Let's try that. Let's try that. No, no. Why is it, where's it went? It's disappeared somewhere. I didn't again. It's disappeared. So, we might not play it. I think that might be brilliant if we didn't play it. Well, here it comes. Don't worry. No show without punch.
Making your mind up. You gotta turn it on, and then you gotta put it out. You gotta be sure that it's something everybody's gonna talk about before you decide that the time's right for making your mind up. Money and take a chance and it'll turn out right. But when you can see how it's gone, making your mind up.
Yeah, as I say, no show without Punch. Bucksford's 1981, Making Your Mind Up. Right, let's go to 1979. Representing Israel was a group called Milk and Honey with Hallelujah. Yeah, back in 1979, representing Israel, they won it. They were called Milk and Honey, and the title of the song was Hallelujah. Right, Saturday night, you'll all be lined up, because second favourite is this guy. And he is called Sam Ryder, and he is our entry, the British entry, and he sounds like this. It's definitely not that one, because that's advertising a supermarket telephone. But it sounds like this.
Welcome back to Sunday, Larry Flair.
Just welcome, Mr. Sam Ryder.
It's fantastic.
It's one of those things, it's taken from a TV show. I think it's an American TV show. And this guy is ready to sing very shortly. As I say, it's called Spaceman.
If I was an astronaut, I'd be floating in midair, and a broken heart would just belong to someone else down there. I would be the center of my lonely universe, but I'm only human, and I'm crashing down to Earth. If I was an astronaut, I'd have a bird's eye view. I'd circle around the world and keep on coming back to you. In my floating castle, I'd rub shoulders with the stars, but I'm only human, and I'm drifting in the dark. Satellites, my navigation systems will search for other life. But I'd be up and thinking about what I left behind, cause I'm only human with the real world on my mind.
What do you think? Is he going to win it? He is called Sam Ryder. He is Britain's Eurovision entry, and it's called Spaceman, and it all takes place on Saturday. I think I'll definitely be on BBC, and it'll last for about 4 hours. You get fair excited. I know you are. Some of you will be counting the hours and counting the days till it starts. I think it's a wee electricity.
You know, and when she's gone, it's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, I'll leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
All right, I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to speak to somebody at the same time. Hello, Hospital Radio. How can I help you? Hello? Hello?
Hi, Ewan.
Oh, no. When I heard the phone and I thought, I'll put this person on the phone. It's Kevin, your Saturday night presenter. Oh, talking about Saturday night presenter, that's fine, because I've got a request. Keep on bothering Kevin.
What do you mean you've got a request for me?
No, I've got a Scottish request.
All right. Oh, and you're gonna play it now? Aye, that's fine.
I'm going to play it now, but keep on bothering. Tell us what you're doing on Saturday night.
Well, Saturday night is to celebrate the life of Bobby Colgan. Bobby, of course, was famed for his playing with Jim Johnston and Jimmy Shand.
And I played a song on Tuesday, The Laddies That Fought and Won. So you'll be playing that song again?
No, no.
Every time I have my tea and my breakfast in the morning, he sang that song, I know, didn't he?
Well, he maybe did, but I ain't playing it.
All right, that's fine, that's perfect. His son played with Colorado.
All right, I didn't care that. Oh, what did he play with Colorado?
He played the accordion.
All right.
So there you are, you see, that's another piece of useful information you get on the Hospital Radio on a Thursday.
Useless information.
Useful. Useful is the word.
Aye, best begins with you right enough.
Aye, right. Right, so what are we getting? We're getting Bobby Colgan.
Bobby Colgan, aye. Anybody that met Bobby was the biggest comedian around, like.
Aye, right. And what have you got on this weekend?
You can exactly what's on this.
No, there's no sense in me announcing it. You may as well announce it because you're one of the big chiefs.
I'm the big chief.
Big chief and bottle washer, eh?
Stick a brush springs to mind, but then we'll not go in there to that conversation.
Right then. What's on?
Well, as you can, Hospital Radio is the Border Vintage Agriculture Association's annual